Yeah, gee, there's some news in the golfing world, seeing that LIV Golf, they've got a trading window allowing players to swap teams. And Rory McIlroy's not returning to the PGA's policy board. We've got the PGA Championship next week, the Wells Fargo this week. There just never seems to be a dull moment at the moment. Evan Priest, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Middo. Mate, I'm confused. If I was to read out the acronym to you, FAAFO, what do you think that would mean?
FAAFO. I've got absolutely.
If it starts with F, you can make your own assessment.
good logic, Clarky. Very good logic, because that's exactly what it means. It means F around and find out. And that's how the great Phil Mickelson, signed off from a since-deleted tweet where he basically said that in a couple of years, if LIV golfers don't get their way, they're going to start boycotting the majors and they're all going to get together. Even the ones who have won majors and are eligible are going to get together and say, we're not playing because Abraham Anser's not allowed to play the British Open or the Masters. Mm-hmm. And just the thought of Brooks Koepka, who's won five majors and is hell-bent on winning more, walking into, say, Augusta National and saying, you know what, guys, I'm good with the Masters because Abraham Anser and Taylor Gooch can't play, so I'm going to stick with my boys in solidarity, and I'm not going to play the Masters, even though I'm eligible. It's laughable, and it's why Mickelson has deleted the tweet. There's some dramas around. You mentioned Taylor Gooch, you mentioned the PGA Championship. It's starting to boil over a little bit, you know. Like the golfers like Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, they're starting to lose their major eligibility, or they're about to next year, and they're starting to get a little bit desperate, and they're throwing things out there like that, those suggestions. However, the PGA Championship is next week. It's the second major of the year. They've actually extended an olive branch to a few of the LIV golfers. Even Taylor Gooch, who has been complaining. He's an American guy that was fantastic on the PGA Tour in 2022, went to LIV. He was fantastic on LIV Golf last year. He actually beat Cameron Smith their season-long individual gong. But he refuses to get on a plane and go and try and qualify for some of these majors. And has no problem telling the world why that is the case. And they've given him a special exemption into the PGA Championship next week. And that includes, they gave a few of them out to Taylor Gooch. Our very own Lucas Herbert was a beneficiary of one of those. Dean Burmester, a South African bloke, and a couple others. And yeah, it's starting to get a bit awkward between the majors and LIV Golf, guys.
So is that a sign of goodwill for them to offer the olive branch for those guys to come back? And this text message has come in from Scott from Bris Vegas, Evan. He goes, boys, all's not well on the PGA world. Rory wants back on the policy board to accelerate the partnership with PIF, but has been rejected by the likes of Tiger and Cantlay. They think they can go it alone. Don't know if getting into an arms race will end well for them.
Yeah, it's a confusing one with Rory McIlroy. He wanted back in on the policy board after sort of admitting it was causing a lot of stress and he wasn't getting anywhere. And then he got rejected with it. And I think that boils down to basically there are two factions within the PGA Tour policy board. And that's Tiger Woods, who's very traditional, very old school, doesn't want to involve the Saudi PIF at all, even though he played golf with the governor of the PIF in the Bahamas a couple of months ago. I think it was just after Christmas. And Rory McIlroy, who is more of a European football mentality, where he's not as averse to Saudi investment, you know, having talked to some champion footballers that he's friends with, and he's realised that they're just in every sport and that's inevitable. And they tend to disagree on that. Now I'm connecting dots here. I don't know that for sure, but I would imagine that's why his vision is probably too different to Tiger Woods, who is obviously the king of that boardroom.
Have you mentioned the PGA champs next week? Any early picks, buddy?
Absolutely. So right now, I would get on him right now because I think the markets will come in a little bit. But Brooks Koepka, you know, he's been playing well on LIV Golf. He played well at the Masters, and he won his first LIV Golf event in a few months in Singapore last week. I believe he's $13. And that's pretty good odds for the defending champion. You know, usually the defending champion's under the $10 mark. And Valhalla is a really, really big ballpark. Rory McIlroy won there in 2014, the last time it was held there. It's in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, one of the great horse racing cities of the world. And Tiger Woods won there in 2000. And it's just tailor-made for those guys who hit the ball a long way, which Brooks Koepka does. And he's just the way he plotted himself around this very finicky little golf course in Singapore just tells me he's going to do well. And $13 is far juicier than, say, Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, the Masters champion. He's $5. And it just doesn't appeal to me unless you can have a bit of fun with it, maybe do a first round bet. So that's who I'm looking at at the moment for that. And if you wanted to bet on an Aussie outright, not the top Aussie market, but outright, I'd have a bit of a go at Minwoo Lee at the PGA Championship next week too. I'm actually about to speak to him this afternoon, but he's $41. And that's pretty decent value for someone who's finished in the top 25 in the last two starts, one of those being the Masters. He hits the ball longer than anyone on tour, so he's a decent little bet there at $41.
And this weekend, of course, we've got the Wells Fargo. So we've got a pretty strong field here, don't we, being the week before the PGA?
Exactly, Mido. This is what they call those signature events that are worth $20 million. It's another one of those. A side story to this one is there's a bloke called Webb Simpson who won, I don't know if you remember, he won the US Open about 12 years ago when a bloke called Birdman interrupted the victory speech by crowing like a bird and got a red. It's hilarious. Anyway, he's well over the hill. He's past his prime and he keeps getting invitations to these signature events because he's on the PGA Tour policy board. There's a bit of not too many players are happy about that one. He lives off the golf course. He's got another invite, four in a row for this bloke. Who can't really beat an egg anymore. Anyway, the Wells Fargo, it's basically a major championship field. It's prepping these guys for next week. It's at another big golf course called Quail Hollow in Charlotte. Really, really big ballpark. Always suited the big drivers like Rory McIlroy. He's won there three times. He's a decent bet, but I think he's $8 if I'm looking at the odds correctly here.
Yep.
And he's $8. And it's just, they're decent odds, but not decent enough for me. I would be having a go at Wyndham Clark. He's $15. He's the defending champion. He won here last year. And it kind of kicked off his season. He won the US Open after that. And he hits it a very long way, almost as long as Rory McIlroy. Great iron player. And $15 is in that diagonal for me of good player versus good odds. So I'd have a bit of a go at him. And also Max Homa. Max Homa won here in 2019. He's $19. And I'd also get on Max Homa for a $4.50 top five bet, because I think he's going to go close. I don't know if he's going to win, so $4.50 for a top five is not bad odds.
What about the tournament at Myrtle Beach this weekend, mate?
Yeah, Loz, this is a funny one, because this is they held this kind of pre-tournament qualifier for YouTube influencers, and that isn't a joke. A bunch of blokes like these guys that basically get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars per month to spruik brands and go and play courses and whatnot. They all got together and had this thing called the Q, and it was a qualifier. And a local pro, a Korn Ferry pro who does appear in a lot of these YouTube videos, actually won it. He got into the field. This is the Myrtle Beach Classic. It's not exactly the PGA Tour. It's a bit more like the PGA B Tour. There's certainly all the top guys are going to be at Quail Hollow. All the bottom guys are going to be at Myrtle Beach. But it's going to be a good event. And I'm looking at Matt Wallace, the English golfer. He's been playing some good golf, and he's $29 for a win. So someone of that caliber who's won on the PGA Tour, won on the DP World Tour, a really good player, good ball striker, and he's even paying $6.50 for a top five and $3.60 for a top 10. So I'd have a go at Matt Wallace at Myrtle Beach.
Love it, mate. Plenty going on. Can't wait for the major next week, and we'll chat to you then. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good, boys. Thanks.